Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
my dear friends, I welcome you to today's broadcast of Moment of Truth. My name is Brother Chris, and I'm glad that you tuned in. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for another opportunity to listen to your word. I ask thee, O Lord, that you speak to everyone listening to this broadcast, and let your word perform the miracles of salvation, deliverance, and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Today, I shall be sharing with you a message titled, Learning from the Past. Learning from the Past. When the Almighty God put together the record of events in the Holy Scriptures, He had something in mind, and that thing was so people in subsequent generations could read the stories and avoid the mistakes that were made by those who lived before them. Specifically, the Bible says in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, "For whatsoever things were written before now were written for our learning." This means that the things were written so that you and I can learn from them. Unfortunately, human beings do not learn from their past. When the Lord Jesus was here on earth, He was always referring His followers to things that happened in the past. And today, we shall consider one of the cases where Jesus used the experiences of those who lived in olden days to teach those of us living in this generation a lesson. So I will be taking my Bible text from the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, verses 28 to 30. Luke 17, 28 to 30. And He says, "Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." This was the Lord Jesus speaking to His disciples about the things that will happen in the world during the last days before His second coming. He told His listeners that the activities in the world will resemble the ones that happened during the time of Lot in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus said that during the time of Lot, the people of the city were eating and drinking as normal. Nothing changed. People went to their shops to sell. Others went to their offices. And everything was moving on as usual. He said that people were buying land and building houses without suspecting that something was about to happen. But while everyone was moving about their normal business, the angels were busy sending report to God about the terrible sin and immorality going on in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. So by the time the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were waking up to their normal life, without any signs, without any warnings, PAM! Fire and brimstone began to fall upon the city. The Almighty God rained fire from heaven and destroyed that city. Everything you can think of in that city was consumed by fire. The people, the houses, the designer clothes, gold, silver, riches, all were destroyed by fire from heaven. And here we see the Lord Jesus telling His listeners that the type of thing that happened in Sodom was going to happen in the last days. And I would like to let you know, my dear listener, that we are living in the last days that Jesus spoke about. So to better understand what Jesus was saying, it will be necessary to go back to the original story, Genesis chapter 19. And if you read that chapter of the Bible, you will see what happened. We discovered that there were four categories of people in Sodom and Gomorrah during the days of Lot. Four sets of people moving about in the city, which God was about to destroy. We will therefore look at the categories of people so that we will understand how it applies to us. The first category of people that were living in Sodom in the days of Lot are the people I call the ignorant people. the ignorant people. These were the people that did not know anything about what was going on in the city. They had no information and no knowledge whatsoever that something terrible was about to happen. They were carried away by the enjoyment in the city of Sodom. They were only interested about things that pertains to the pleasures of sin. Example of such people were the men of the city. Today, we also have ignorant people. These are people who are completely ignorant of the time we are living in. They have no clue that we are in the last days. They do not know that soon and very soon Jesus will come to take his people home. Signs are happening before their eyes, but they are ignorant of what they mean. This category of people don't care about God. They don't go to church. On Sundays is when they go out to play football. On Sundays is when they sit at home to watch home video. They are completely ignorant that something big is about to happen to this present world. Unfortunately, when God sent fire upon that city of Sodom and Gomorrah, those ignorant people were destroyed. The second category of people that lived in Sodom in the days of Lot were the people I called the careless people. The careless people. These were the people that heard about what was about to happen to the city, but did nothing about it. They received the privileged divine information, but were so careless with their lives. Somehow, someone informed them that God was about to destroy the city, but they took it as a joke. They were warned about the coming danger, but they refused to escape. Example of such careless people were the sons-in-law of Lot, the men that married the daughters of Lot. The Bible said that when Lot told them that God was about to destroy the city, he looked to them as one who mocked. He looked to them as a joker. Can you imagine that? They missed the opportunity to escape because of their carelessness. They did not take the message and the warnings with seriousness. The same thing is happening in the world today. We have people who hear the message that Jesus is coming back, but they take it as a joke. Oh, they say, after all, we have been hearing about this for many years. The careless people today include those that argue about everything in the Bible. When you tell them, for instance, that a woman, a child of God, who wants to make heaven, should not put on men's clothes, they will argue and argue. When you tell them that a child of God should not bleach her body and paint it with makeup, they call you a mocker and a joker. They make fun with the warnings in the Bible. They tell you it is the Old Testament. They attend churches, read the Bible, but do not listen and take heed to the warnings of the Bible. The careless people include those pastors that see what the Bible says about holiness, but do not preach it. Unfortunately, my dear friends, when God sent fire, the careless people were also destroyed. The third category of people that were in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Lot were the people I call the backsliders. The backsliders. The backsliders were those that heard about the danger and tried to escape but looked back. They were those who found it difficult to leave behind the lifestyle of Sodom and Gomorrah. They left Sodom, but Sodom did not leave them. These are people that started the journey of escape, but were drawn back to the life of Sodom. They started the race, but did not finish it. Example of such a backslider in Sodom was Lot's wife. The wife of Lot, the Bible tells us, looked back and became a pillar of salt. Today, we have also backsliders, those who used to be strong and fervent born-again child of God, but now have gone back to the world. They have gone back to the things that they left behind. They have gone back to the lifestyle of the people of the world. They may still be attending church. They may still be singing in the choir or doing the work of ushers, but in their heart, they have gone back to the world. They are now filled with all the sinful habits of sinners. They are the backsliders. They also include pastors that used to preach against worldliness in the past, but now they say it doesn't matter. These are the backsliders. This category of people includes those who are in the church, but their heart is still in the world. You see them import the things of the world into the church. You see them bring comedians to make shows in the church. I have come to let you know, my dear brothers and sisters, that you cannot hold on to Jesus and keep your eyes on the world. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 verse 62, "No man, having put his hand on the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Unfortunately, the backsliders also perished when God rained down fire. The fourth and final category of people that lived in Sodom in the days of Lot are the people I call the remnant. The remnant. These were those that actually fled from Sodom and arrived at a safe destination. They were not destroyed in the city. They were also not destroyed on their way out of the city. They heard the warnings of the coming danger. They took the warning seriously. They escaped for their lives, did not look back, but continued the journey to safety. I call them the remnant because they were the only ones remaining out of all the multitudes that lived in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it may interest you to know that there were only three persons that made it alive: Lot and his two daughters. The same thing will happen in the last days when Jesus will come to take his people. Only a few will make it. The Lord Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 22 verse 14, and I read, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 7 verse 14, "Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And who are those who will find it? Who are those that will make it in this generation? There are those who will obey the instructions of the Lord today and flee from sin and the iniquity that is in the world. Whether it be sin of lying, cheating, fighting, envy, anger, gossip, backbiting, or the sin of smoking and drunkenness, or whether it is the sin of kidnapping, cultism, examination malpractice, bribery and corruption, ritual killing, armed robbery, 419, or whether it is the sin of fornication, adultery, prostitution, pornography, abortion, masturbation, lesbianism, or homosexuality. These people who will make it must escape from all these sins. But I bring you good news, my dear listener. And the good news is that there is still opportunity for anyone to escape from the danger that is coming. If you are among the ignorant, you can change your ways. If you are among the careless, you can change your ways. If you are among the backsliders, you must repent and change your ways. It is because of God's love for us that He's sending this message to us so that we can learn from the past and escape from the coming danger. We are in the last days, and the judgment of God is coming upon this wicked world because of the sin and iniquity that the people of the world are committing. And to escape from that judgment, you must repent of all your sins, turn away from them, and put your trust on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God who died to remove our sins, even though He did not have any sin. He is alive today and is the only one who can deliver you from your sins and from the judgment of God. And if you want Jesus to deliver you right now, then open your mouth wherever you are and ask Him to save you. Confess all your sins to Him. He is right there where you are. He loves you and will forgive you if only you ask Him with all your heart. So talk to Jesus right there and right now. You can also pray after me and say, "Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Deliver me from the wrath to come. Save my soul. Amen." If you prayed this prayer with all your heart, then I want to let you know that God has forgiven and delivered you. But you must never go back to those sins again. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray that you have mercy on everyone that have asked you for forgiveness today. Wash them with the blood of Jesus and save their soul. Deliver them from the judgment that is coming and give them the power to be children of God. I destroy the power of sin in their lives and every work of darkness, every sickness, every disease, every oppression of the devil in their life, in the name of Jesus. receive your deliverance, be saved. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe that God has touched your life. Why not call me and tell me what God has done? The number to call is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you till I come your way again.